We want to go straight to the phone lines and welcome in special guest Mike Eckler, the Tennessee's special teams coordinator and outside linebackers coach. Mike, we appreciate you taking the time for us. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, you look at this staff now, Josh Heupel and the staff he's put together. I really like the mix. The guys have, a lot of guys on this staff have coached all over the country. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, you have coached in every Power 5 conference. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
What do you think that does when you look at across your staff? You've got a lot of guys who've coached in the Big Ten, guys who've had a lot of SEC experience, guys who've coached in the Big 12. You take Josh, for instance, played in the Big 12, has coached at UCF. When you bring a new staff together like this and you have so many guys with so much diversity as far as coaching experience, what kind of advantage is that?
I think it's a big advantage, but ultimately – what it boils down to is, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're coaching in the Pac-12, doesn't matter if you're in the Big 12 or the SEC. I mean, coaching's teaching. And I think what Josh did is he hired a bunch of great teachers and really a bunch of really quality people. So you walk in that building every single day and I mean, really, truly, you enjoy the people you're working with. We got a really, really bunch of smart people in there and people without egos, just people that ultimately – want to do what's best for the University of Tennessee, and we want to win.
Mike, it's Austin. So when you met Josh Heupel some, you know, 17, 18 years ago at Oklahoma, take me through those first time you met him and what you thought, and then how he's evolved and changed. Is he pretty similar to what he was back then? And I know you guys had been kind of trying to figure out a way to hook up for a few years now, and some timing didn't always work out, but it worked out this past year.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, starting back, I started off the exact same time he started off, and I was the defensive GA at Oklahoma, and he was the offensive GA. And, you know, and he just got done playing and had a little stint in the NFL where he hurt his shoulder and couldn't play anymore. So he always knew he wanted to get into coaching. We got into coaching at the exact same time, and had my office was right next to his, and really it was – it was awesome getting to know him back then, and truly he's the exact same person as a person that he was or he is now that he was then. So I think that speaks volumes, because a lot of times you can, you know, get intoxicated by your own success, so to speak.
You walk in here, you're a thrill a minute on Twitter with all the chili and all that stuff. Have you found good chili in Knoxville? I mean, like, a serious question. Have you went to find some?
Hey, my stomach wouldn't do too good with chili now. Red Bull and chili don't mix.
we gotta get you off those Red Bulls, man.
Nah, you know what? I really don't. I gotta be honest with you. I don't drink very much of it. I'm just kind of a gardener. I'm just digging life anyway. I don't need it. So Mike, I'll have maybe one or two a week.
Let me ask you about this team and what you've seen through spring. And I understand spring's a lot about player development and giving guys chances to see what they can do. But as you've watched this team and some of the younger kids evolve, and I know you guys as a new staff never want to come in with any preconceived notions, you wipe the slate clean. But what has jumped out to you about this group of players as you guys get ready to play the spring game on Saturday?
Well, I think really the core group of guys, they really love ball. And so they come out, they pack their lunch pail every single day, and it's been a lot of fun, you know, putting in a new system, and these guys have embraced it. And we got a long way to go, but we got a fun group of young men to work with, and they're busting their tail to get it right, and we're busting our tail to teach them and exactly what we want. And I'll tell you, I've been in so many different situations over the years coming in. And quite honestly, you can be in a locker room at Southern Cal, you can be in a locker room at Oklahoma, or you can be in a locker room at Tennessee, and it's very similar. I mean, you're dealing with young men who are all similar in skill sets in a lot of ways, but ultimately it comes down to this. You got to earn their trust, and that takes time. And then you got to earn their respect, so to speak, and that you can develop them and teach them and get them to maximize their ability. And then at the end of the day, once you have those two things, then once they figure out that you actually care about them, and you actually love them, then you got something. And so we're kind of in those stages where they're beginning to trust us right now and respect the fact that we know what we're talking about. And so, again, it's just a process, and it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it.
You're working with the outside backers on defense. You got Tyler Barron, you got Bryson Eason, you've got Byron Young. There's some nice young pieces there for you to kind of help mold. What do those guys bring? It seems like they kind of bring a little bit something different. Everybody's kind of got their little niche.
They really do. I mean, you look at Bryson Eason, 280 pounds. So he's got a real power game. And you look at Tyler Barron, and he's about 260 pounds, and he's got a little more juice off the edge and a little more, just a little bit different skill set. And then you look at B.Y., and B.Y. is 235 pounds, and he probably runs a 4.4. You know, the guy has got some serious speed. So, like you said, every one of those guys is a little bit unique and a little bit different skill set. And you kind of, you're just bringing out the best in them and utilizing it within our system the best we can.
Hey, Mike, it's Chris Lowe. We're visiting with Mike Eichler, Tennessee's special teams coordinator and outside linebackers coach. We had Coach Banks on with us a few weeks ago talking about this defense, this team, and he talked about the mentality he wants to be a pressure defense, to come after people, to set the tone. How have you seen that mentality grow this spring?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, Coach Banks is what I call an RLD. That's a real live dude. And our players would tell you that you could toss on some Dizzle that, because that's a step above an RL Dizzle. And he's a really, 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 really phenomenal football coach, and he's done a great job. And what's really been fun to watch is it takes a little bit of time, and I'm sure that I'm not trying to speak for Coach Banks, but to put in a new defense and then to put it in against an offense that's going a mile a minute, you got to do it a little bit different. And he's done a phenomenal job in really putting our guys in a good situation and at the same time putting in a lot of defense.
Mike, that's a segue into what I wanted to ask you. So many offenses now are running the speed ball, the up-tempo. You're going as fast as they possibly can, spreading people out. Obviously, what Tennessee did last year offensively was not that. What you guys are doing this year is that. How much does that help you guys on defense to see that every day, knowing this coming season you're going to see it week in and week out pretty much?
I think from a defensive perspective, and again, this is just my opinion. Coach Banks may differ. But from my opinion, I think in the long run, it helps you. If you can put in your defense, install your concepts, and get your guys to understand it and make split-second decisions day in and day out, then when you're playing a team that goes slower, they'll be sitting there going, come on, man, let's go. You got all kinds of time. And so I think I'd much rather personally do it the way we're doing it than have to go into a game week and play against a tempo team and now all of a sudden it's completely out of your comfort zone.
Coach, I know you can't talk specifics about recruiting, but how much are you looking forward to the dead period ending? It's been in effect for over a year now, to be able to get prospects back to campus and just kind of get a feel for them, let them get a feel for you, and just kind of be normal in the world of recruiting. I mean, I know Zoom has helped some, but it's not the same as, your traditional face-to-face interaction.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. And here's why. You talk to any NFL scout, you talk to anybody, any college coach who's been doing it for some time, and you get an idea when you're watching it on film, when you're watching a player, it piques your interest. But you ultimately don't know a hundy until you go see them live. And when you see them live and see their movement skills, live and in color, then you're either like, yep, all right, that's exactly what I thought. Or a lot of times you're like, man, I didn't realize he was stiff in the hips, stiff in the ankles. He really labors out of his breaks. Whatever it is, you see their deficiencies. But you truly don't know 100% until you actually see them live. So, yeah, I can't wait.
And then the opposite side of that is some guys you may not be able to see how actually really good and fluid they are, or what kind of competition they're playing against. And you get them in person, you get to see, you know, all the positive things about them, right?
No question. Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to be negative on that, but you're exactly right. I mean, it goes both ways. You'll see a guy, and I mean, through the years, I've seen guys, and I didn't even know what their doggone name was. And you walk out of there going, I want that guy. So you're exactly right.
Well, I don't want you to rehash the full story, but what was it that caused you to have to get taken and dropped off 26 miles from the stadium in Nebraska, and then you ran back in? What was that?
It was extra hot, chilly.
So I think if that happens here.
I'll tell you the quick story. Here's a quick story. Number one, I love to run, and I don't really enjoy sitting around. Like right now, I'm at Calhoun's out at Oak Ridge. I'm standing on the dock looking at glass right in front of me and just sitting here wondering why in the world I'm not out there on my slalom ski just cutting this up. So, but back to that story, my wife was out of town with the kids. I didn't have anything to do right after our scrimmage. What was I going to do? Go home and sit down and watch TV. So I figured we had a great scrimmage, and I had my man Joe Mobley had dropped me off on the interstate on I-80, and I was going to run a marathon.
If that happens here, since Neyland is one of only two stadiums you can get to by land and by water, that other one being Washington, I think we drop you 26.2 miles away on the river and have you swim back. Your thoughts?
Hey, I'm up for that.
Well, Mike, man, we really appreciate you joining us, and I know it's been a whirlwind for you. It must be pretty cool. I mean, you, Lawrence, Kansas, Bloomington, Indiana, Los Angeles, California, Baton Rouge, Athens, now Knoxville. You've pretty much seen every side of college football, and I'm sure you're very excited and eager to get settled in here on Rocky Top.
Oh, no doubt. But we were taking a family vacation a couple of years ago, and one of my daughters – asked me, she said, Dad, what do we tell people when they ask where we're from? So I hit that country song, I've Been Everywhere, Man.
And Johnny Cash
naming off all these places. Yeah, and Johnny Cash starts singing, naming off all these places, and they're like, yeah, we've been there. But that's what you tell people. I've been everywhere, man.
Well,
we're fired up, and I'll tell you, hitting one more thing about Josh Heupel. I mean, I had never seen him as a head football coach until I got here 2.5 months ago. And he reminds me a lot of a guy that I played for in Bill Snyder. I mean, he is so doggone meticulous. And I'll tell you, nothing gets by the guy. He comes off the practice field with a page of notes. And just from a special team standpoint, he'll come in and come into my office and he'll say, hey, I didn't like this. I like this. Why do we do this? Why do we call it that? You know, I mean, it's, he is on top of everything, and I think I'm just beyond fired up to work with him and work for him and work here at Tennessee and with this entire staff, Willie Martinez, Coach Banks, BJ, Coach G on the defensive side, Coach Golish and Ellerby and Burns and Mack and everybody on the offensive side. I mean, we got a great crew, man.
Well, Mike, I just hope that Josh doesn't eat at 2 or 3 in the morning the way Coach Snyder did. When I was out there a few years ago to visit with Coach Snyder, asking if those stories were true, and he sort of sheepishly looked at me and said, yeah, I was, he was in the office for about 18 hours, and he said, yeah, I'd eat about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, hey, we're busting it right now about that, too. So, but seriously, though, I'm telling you, you got yourself an RLD is a head ball coach here now, and we're gonna do some great things, and we'll get this thing turned around.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time, and for any of those listeners out in Oak Ridge and want to swing by the Melton Hill Calhouns, they actually had chili when we were there yesterday for lunch, so I'm sure Coach Eckler would be glad to partake in a bowl of chili with any of the listeners out in Oak Ridge right now. Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
Tell anybody who's got a dog on Mastercraft to pull up to the dock right now. I got a pair of shorts on. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man. You're going to get deluged now, Coach. You've done it, man. There's going to be about 10 of them here within 2 or 3 minutes.
I don't think you realize.
where the heck's this Fall Navy I keep hearing about, man?
Listen, man, we appreciate it. You have a great night, okay?
Hey, you have a great one, too. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Coach.
That's Tennessee Special Teams Coordinator and outside linebackers Coach Mike Heckler breaking it down with us tonight on The Nation.